I love protect Shy Yeti.
How are you? Hope you're fine. This is the Shy Yeti show.
Okay, away you go.
Why have I got horns?
Oh no.
Oh, it's the Shy Life podcast.
Oh, there's gonna be some drama ahead.
All I wanted was a bite, and then I hatched out of an egg.
Okay, bring the mic over. He's ready to record.
Is it metaphorical? Is it deep? Is it deep?
Good boy. He's not all that shy, is right. Shee.
Blimey, Governor. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Paul.
Quack, quack, quack.
I didn't know how we did it.
Bonjour et bienvenue au podcast The Shy Life.
Hello. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Shy Life podcast with me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I'm all right. So what's this episode going to be about? Well, those of you who've listened to the show recently will know that we've had a new member of the team, Matthias. And, well, one of his favourite things is Power Rangers. And we talked to him a bit about it a while ago. And anyway, well, this isn't directly related to Power Rangers. It's kind of like a sideline. Well, you'll see. Let's run the theme music, and when we come back, you'll see what we're going to be doing. All right, run that theme music.
Darling, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Keep it rolling, keep it rolling.
Yeah, but it's a positive thing, you can. The highlight, the Shy Life.
I mean, I'll go anywhere for a potato.
Delicious.
Hello, campers. How are you?
Go Shy Yeti.
Oh, my. He hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
I love the Yeti test. It's my favorite thing.
If you thought that was bad, just listen to this.
Yeah, I'm strangely drawn to Yeti Uncle John's ankles as well.
I could eat more body weight in crisps.
Has anyone seen my hot sausage?
It's all gooey and meaty and... Yum, 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 yum.
I don't think I'm ready to speak about it.
Here comes the grizzly.
Hi there.
It's the Shy Life Podcast.
I can't wait for it to begin.
I like that. Yeah.
Marvellous. Marvellous, Paul.
Oh, dear. I can't believe that old bag is still around.
Well, Matthias, it's very good to have you back here. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, yes. As you can see, Dealey's with me, as usual. Every time I come home, he's like, right, now I can see you. You're not going anywhere.
Couldn't be more,
sir. He is, yeah. But that's one of the reasons that I wanted to... listeners, by the way, we've got Martin here.
Hello, I'm here too.
Yes. You've missed a bit of a chatter. We've been having a bit of a chatter because you may remember that... when we did the Halloween episode, Martin and Matthias realised that they were both Power Rangers fans. Isn't that right, Martin?
Yes, I've been chatting to Matthias all about it. he knows a lot more than I do, though.
Yeah. Well, I hope you've been having a nice chat. I must admit, you do know a lot more than I do. Did you enjoy the chat?
Yeah, it's always too nice to meet another Power Rangers fans.
Yeah, we're sort of a similar age, so I think it makes sense.
I must admit that I have actually. It's not a terribly grand claim, but I have watched some Power Rangers for the first time. So you have inspired me to jump on. I found that there were lots of episodes on YouTube, so I've watched the first two. And so at least I know some of the characters now, and some of the early cast, and some of the baddies, and those annoying school guys, the fat guy and the thin guy, they're very annoying. but something bad always happens to them. Well, at least it does in the first two episodes. But
we're very proud of you, Paul. We hope you'll watch more than two episodes.
Yes, I will. Any recommendations, Matthias?
Just go from the beginning to the end.
Oh, I will do. Yeah, I've been reading a lot about, well, of course, I think I'm allowed to say, I have been helping with the, well, I haven't really done the translation, but I have been proofreading the translation of one of Mateus's videos about Power Rangers, which will probably be out by the time this episode comes out. So I've been learning quite a lot about the first four seasons, so, or the first three seasons, but anyway.
Three and a half, yes.
So I know even more. So, but it was quite fun to do that because it's made me sort of interested to, I have to keep going until it gets to that with those sorts of shows. You know, I'm sure that the early episodes are just to try and give a sort of format, but then they can start adding new things into it. And it's when they start adding new things and twists and turns that that I'll probably enjoy it even more. So.
Oh, yes, Paul, you will. I think you're going to love it.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep watching. But, yes, we'll have to speak to me again in a few months' time and see how far I've got. Are you impressed that I've watched some?
Yeah, I'm very pleased, and I hope I didn't create another monster.
A very tall, giant monster that smashes through doors and walks around near mountains and things. The only thing I don't like, again, are those, what are those creatures called that just go, blah, 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 and they're like...
The putties.
They're the ones who are dressed like in stockings and stuff. No, that sounds wrong. They're not drag queens. I think I'm interested in the, because presumably the stuff with Rita is the from the original, the original show, because it's that's not done by the American people, is it?
Yeah, most of the records is from Japanese Super Sentai series, and I'm pretty sure around 90% of action scenes, all the Megazords, all the monsters, everything is from Japanese footage.
Yeah, it made me laugh because right at the start when Rita and her people escaped from the mob thing, and they're trying to help her, and they don't really help her. And she goes, "You made me stand in a puddle." And they're quite clearly filmed in a desert. I don't know what puddle that was, but maybe it was some oil or something leaking from the pod. But I suppose that's one of those things with the translations and things.
Yeah.
That they kind of have to match it with whatever was said in the original as much as they can. I know sometimes with these shows, they don't even have the translation of what was originally said, so they just make it up. There's a kid's cartoon series called Magic Roundabout with Dougal, who's a dog, and all these other characters. And it was a French TV show. And when it was brought to England, they didn't give them the scripts. So the man who was doing the narration, he sort of wrote the scripts, or I believe it was him who wrote them, just sort of taking what was on screen and making a story out of what was done originally, but not actually what the story was originally about. But and he came up with really good stories, so I don't know how different they were from the French versions. But
yeah, I think the only problematic character to translate the words was Arita, because Power Rangers wear helmets, so they can just add any voice they want. Most of the monsters have pretty stiff mouths, so they, if they talk, they barely move their mouth. So only Rita had to be somehow fitted to her mouth moving.
Listeners, we have a little bit of a recording coming up now. Because earlier, when I was busying myself in the kitchen, but Mateus has told me all about it, and I believe it went a little bit like this. Hello, Mateus. It's nice to see you again. I'm glad that you're popping in like this.
Hello, yes, Uncle John. How are you?
Oh, yes, I'm good. I hear that you and Paul have been talking about the Power Rangers again. Yeah. It brings back happy memories.
Oh, you should tell me more.
Well, I mean, when I say happy memories, I don't mean like I used to watch the show. In fact, I do remember it being on, but I found it very difficult because it brought back memories of my sort of late teens when, well, I haven't told many people about this. When we did the film of my life recently, I sort of skipped over this because it's very painful for me to talk about because it didn't go quite the way I hoped it would. But anyway, when I was a teenager, you know, upper teens, I was part of a group that was, well, some would say the inspiration for the Power Rangers. We were called the Bear Riders. We did things that, you know, the sort of things that they do on Power Rangers. And, we were, I guess you could say we were superheroes in our own way, except, well, we were vanquished sooner, much sooner than the Power Rangers were. Well, you know, Power Rangers are still going, but, you know, of course, the Power Rangers is just a TV show. This was happening in real life.
Oh, shut the front door. Tell me more, Yeti Uncle John.
Well, we had there was like a female villain called Beverly. She looked like she was a politician, but she was very smart in a suit. But she had like a magic wand, and she was always doing bad things. Well, you see, it's difficult for me to think back, really. It's been such a long time. But we were always dealing with all sorts of bad situations. And it was me and four other guys. Well, I say guys. I mean, two boys, two girls, and me. Well, I was a boy then as well, so three boys. But, we all went our separate ways, though, after things didn't work out. And I believe a couple of them work in the music business now, and one of them works at the Kapow supermarket where Cromarty works sometimes. And I think one of the girls went to America, not to be famous, just she went to America, and I don't think she ever came back. Listeners, this is the first I've heard of this Bear Riders thing. What did you make of it, Matthias?
I think it's amazing.
Well, I mean, it does sound amazing. I just don't understand why he hasn't talked about it. I mean, he did that film of his life quite recently, and no mention at all. I know he says it's a painful time for him to think back, but I mean, if Yeti Uncle John really was some kind of superhero, you'd think he'd be talking about it all the time.
You know, it's like with Power Rangers, you have to hide your personality, so maybe it was a big secret he didn't want to reveal.
Yeah, I suppose so. I wonder what their outfits look like. Did he say anything?
I'm not sure, but I can go and ask.
Yeah, maybe you should later on. Oh, I don't know. Look, I've got a couple of Power Rangers quizzes to share with you. I'm not sure whether they're really a bit too basic. Let's do the quiz first. I mean, I know the answers to a couple of these, and I've only seen two episodes. So let's see. I don't know how many questions. There's 10 questions, I think. Okay. Question one. Now, you have four options, but because you're a super fan, let's see if you can get the answer without me giving you the option.
Okay.
What do the Beast Morpher Rangers shout when they arrive somewhere?
Beast Morphers? Oh, God. I have to think about it. Okay, give me the options.
Unexpected item in swagging area. Who has a spare Netflix sign-in? Bring the noise or unleash the beast?
Unleash the beast.
I know, you see.
Oh, okay. I messed up the series because it was so many of them and Beast Morphers. Unleash the Beast. I'm not sure if that's correct.
It's probably not. Let's do the next question. This is the one I know. What is Rita Repulsa? A princess, a battle tank, an evil humanoid alien witch, or a psychic?
Alien witch.
Yeah. So I can get that one right. What is the ranger roll call for the Yellow Beast Morpher Ranger? Is it Yellow Ranger present, Rabbit Beast, Power, Yellow, Dropped Trousers, Eye of Eagle, Hair of... What? Does any of these make
it's
sense?
It's a rabbit.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it
Yellow Ranger? That's why I'm confused, because I hate this season because there was no more spandex, just some leather costumes like motor jackets, but it was pretty terrible season, very infantile, so very childish. So I don't remember much details, but I'm not sure if they tell Unleash the Beast.
Yeah, I
probably
can see
it was from another season.
I can see I can see the some of the costumes, as you say. It looks like it looks like motorcycle jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
This quiz was in a kids magazine called The Beano, and I guess it was probably a relatively more recent season at the time. Well, let's continue. What is Evox? Is it an early version of the Xbox, a magical scepter, a wise dragon, or an evil sentient computer virus? Computer virus, okay. Sorry that it's about Beast Morpher again. What color Beast Morpher Ranger is Ravi Shaw?
Ravi. Blue.
Okay. Probably. Then, oh, I see. Oh, there's a picture of Power Rangers when the Green Ranger has joined. I haven't seen Green Ranger yet. What did Scrozzle used to be the ruler of? The Netherworld, the Romulan Galaxy, the Cyber Dimension, or Asgard?
Scrozzle. Could you repeat the answers?
The Netherworld, the Romulan Galaxy, the Cyber Dimension, or Asgard?
Scrozzle. The second one, probably.
What is Steel also known as? Danielle, Mr. Hunky Handsome Man of Steel, Mr. Hunky Buck of Steel Magnolias, Mr. Fantastic Super Handsome Strong of Steel. What?
What was the question?
What is Steel also known as?
And the answers?
Danielle, Mr. Hunky Handsome Man of Steel, Mr. Hunkle Buck of Steel Magnolias, Mr. Fantastic Super Handsome Strong of Steel. I mean,
I have no idea.
It can't be the last two. It must be. What about Mr. Hunky Handsome Man?
Steel is a robot, if I remember correctly, because he's probably another Beast Morpher's one.
The thing is, considering that this is in a kids' magazine, why are they referring to a film called Steel Magnolias, which is a real film, but no child would know what Steel Magnolias was.
I only know it exists, but
I've never seen it. But I mean, it shows that this magazine is obviously run by adults who have no idea that what kids actually watch.
You have no child.
No. Next time, I'll try and find one about proper early Power Rangers, because I found that was harder than I expected. What does Nate Silver, the Beast Morpher Gold Ranger, do as his day job? Is he head of technology for Grid Battle Force?
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the other ones are ridiculous. Because the other answers are head of A&R for Atlantic Records.
It's funny because this actor looks like my friend. So I was laughing that, oh, Patrick, you didn't say me, you were in the Power Rangers.
What is Morph X? An alternate dimension? The liquid energy source that powers the city of Coral Harbor, a magic potion that gives Rita Repulsa her powers. The other answer is
the second is one.
The liquid energy.
Yeah, the power source.
Yeah. The first answer. There's a character, a plasticine character from the 80s called Morph, and the first answer is a reboot of a beloved British TV show. Again, nobody reading the Beano would have ever heard of Morph, I wouldn't have thought. It's very badly judged for the audience. Last question. What DNA is Zoe Reeves linked with? Jackrabbit, slug, horse?
Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there was a question like this before.
The last question, the last answer that I didn't even read out was legendary jazz trumpeter Miles Davis. Again, Beano readers are going to be looking at this and going, what?
Yeah.
I mean, oh dear. Apparently we got 8 out of 10 right.
Okay, not bad.
Considering it's a rubbish quiz. So Jack Rabbit was right, Liquid Energy was right, Head of Technology for Battle Force was right. Apparently we got that steel is actually known as Mr. Fantastic Super Hanson Strong Steel.
Okay.
Stupid question. And apparently it was Cyber Dimension, not Romulan Dimension. I was worried about Romulan Dimension because I think that might be Star Trek. Romulans are baddies in Star Trek. And all the other ones we got right. It was the Blue Ranger was Ravi Shaw. Computer Virus was Evox. Rabbit Beast, Power Yellow.
Yeah, they repeated the question because later they asked what DNA Zoe was bonded, and she's a Yellow Ranger.
Oh, yeah. Of course. An evil humanoid alien, that's what Rita Repulsa was, or Alien Witch. And Unleash the Beast. Right. Okay, we give that quiz 5 out of 10. No, less than that. 4 out of 10. Let's see if I haven't lost it. You're probably going to get turned into some... Oh, I can see another picture of another season where they've got black, almost like motorcycle, and then there's only like a strip of colour that's their colour. Don't even know what that's from. Let's see what Power Ranger are you, and I'm afraid it probably won't be to your liking, but let's do this anyway. My goodness, some of these Power Rangers look middle-aged. Maybe they are middle-aged. Maybe it's a reunion movie. That's definitely...
Yeah, it's possible. There was a reunion movie this year.
Okay, what would you rather do for fun? Save the world, hang out with your mate?
Save the world!
Okay. Which of these things do you think is most important for being a good Power Ranger? Good leadership, karate skills, understanding technology, or critical thinking?
Critical thinking.
What did you have for lunch? Cheese and tomato sandwich, fish paste sandwiches, leftover dinner from last night, or mashed potato?
Leftovers.
Is there some relevance to mashed potato? They seem very keen that we choose that. Which of these other Power Rangers characters do you get on best with? Ninja, Joe, She, Leanbow, or Ultra Mega Force Yellow?
Ninja, probably.
Pick a movie. Spider-Man, Star Wars, Home Alone, or Shrek?
Shrek.
Pick a quote. Get off our planet. We need dinosaur power now. I'm a Power Ranger till the end. Don't look at me. I don't speak Billy.
I don't speak what?
Billy, I think. Okay. That must be a character name.
The third one.
I'm a Power Ranger till the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of these weird smoothies would you rather drink? Spinach and moss, banana and acorns, strawberry and tulips, or blueberry and aubergine?
Oh, God. The third
does this
one.
Have any does this have any relevance to Power Rangers? Pick a pizza topping. Pineapple, pepperoni, onions, or crab meat?
Pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Always. I can't eat a pizza without pepperoni.
Where did you last go for a day out? The countryside, an aquarium, a theme park, or a wasp museum?
Probably theme park.
Okay. At the end of it, oh, look. I've read about this. Is there a cat wearing a red Power Rangers outfit? I've seen there's a little video. I've read something about somebody being turned into a cat and spying on people.
Yeah, that was in my script, but I believe there was some episode or internet series that they made something like Cat Rangers, and actually there was a Cat Power Rangers. But I'm not sure if it was some special or just short video. I know there is something on Wikipedia about it.
At the end of a long day battling evil villains, how do you relax? Do more strength training, just sit on the sofa and eat snacks, play Minecraft, or play with your cat assistant?
Just relax on the sofa with snacks.
Okay. I'm going to tell you which ranger you are. You are the Red Ranger.
Yay, I'm a leader.
You're a natural born leader and are great at making tricky decisions. You're kind of the boss, so that usually means you get the best weapons. But don't get carried away. You still need your ranger buddies.
Yeah. I think the pepperoni question was crucial.
Oh, right. yeah, I did wonder if there was some in there that were very, specific. But, well, there's that. Now, listeners, I think it's time to share with you something else. So, yes, we're going to give Matthias a little break and me a little break from talking. And when we come back, well, I believe Cromarty's popping in. So, yeah, let's have a listen to something else, and we'll be back soon.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I thought I'd record something with you, which isn't quite as mad as some of the things we record. You know how sometimes on the show we do stuff with languages, or I've been learning Italian, and you've been learning, you know, you, Gianluca, learn English, and I've got a little English lesson for you, but I'm going to play along too. It's a little quiz. It's called Call My Bluff, which used to be a TV program over here. And I don't know if it's in other countries too. But basically, you have a word, and it's usually quite an obscure word. And you have four different possibilities. And you and I have to decide which one sounds like the most reasonable. Now, until I do this, it might be really easy. It might be like, well, it's quite clearly that one. But we've got to make a decision. And then we've got to press the button at the end. And hopefully, the internet doesn't collapse. So are you ready to play?
Of course.
Cool. Right. First word sounds quite nice. It's pintle. Pintle. A little bit like Pinterest, but not. It's pintle. So I'll read the four different possibilities. A pintle was a small boat used by the ancient Incas, which was collapsible, enabling them to carry it across the ground when the river tributaries became impassable. I'll read all four and then I'll kind of summarise them quickly at the end of each one. A pintle is the pin which holds a hinge together. It is the bar around which the hinge turns. It can also be a pin around which another part pivots. The pintle was a small, shrew-like creature whose remains seem to indicate it died out around 20,000 years ago. They were a carnivore, though the evidence suggests that they lived in very small groups, so they possibly survived on carrion. The last one is, a pintle was the term used by the Egyptians to describe the capstone of a pyramid. So it's a small boat, it's the pin on which the whole hinge together, it's a small shrew-like creature, or it's the cap of a pyramid. Which one do you think sounds most likely?
I think the pin holding the hinge.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think about that. I wonder, is that too
too easy?
Because of the word pin being in the word. I'd love it to be the shrew, but I really don't think it can be. I'll go with the hinge. I'm not very interested. The boat's a bit boring, so. Let's go with the hinge. We can't find out the answer till the end, so I'll select that one. We'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
The next one, sounds Italian, but I don't know that it is doing that as an option. But it's called glabella. Glabella. A glabella or glabia is a small hammer-like object found inside a bicycle bell. It is the part that actually strikes the bell when the lever is pulled. It comes from the Old English glabel, which translates as bell gong. Or the glabella is actually the space between the eyebrows. It may be more pronounced in some people or absent in others. But for those who have it, it is the hairless part of the forehead between the eyebrows. The next one, As people may be aware, back in the Middle Ages, reading was limited to the Holy Word, and it was done by priests. A glabella was the plinth on which the book would be placed, whilst the learned reader recited the words to the uneducated. Or, finally, a glabella is simply the name of a small metal covering that appears on the toes of some shoes and boots.
I would go with the thing from medieval ages for priests.
Yeah, I don't believe in the bell gong.
Our space between brewers.
No, I don't. And also, I don't think that that's... I think there may be a name for the toe caps, but I don't think it's that. Yeah, let's go for the plinth. There we go. Right. Number three. Just a minute. This is weird. Let me just have a look. Okay. This is different. I presume... the good thing I noticed this one. This is choose the incorrect meaning. So presumably three of these are right and one of them isn't.
Okay.
If you look at a pack of playing cards, the markings that tell you what value each card is, they are called pips. Sorry, I never said the word is pips. Those little dents on the outside of a golf ball are referred to as pips. They help to make the ball fly straight and true. And pips are actually the markings on dominoes. Finally, pips are used to describe the dots on a pair of dice. They can be either raised or indented, but they are all referred to as pips.
What was the second one?
The dents on a golf ball. I don't think those would be called pips. That's the one I think is incorrect.
No, I would think the incorrect one is about the cards, because the rest is about the holes on something like dominoes or ice. So, and golf ball have balls too, holes. So,
Okay, let's go for the playing cards. So that's incorrect.
All right. You marked it?
Yeah, but I might be able to change it.
Yeah, because it might be like the number thing. Dice has number, dominoes has number, and cards has number. So it's tricky. Or it can be holes, or it can be numbers. So either cards or golf balls are incorrect. One of the those, but flip the coin.
I think we change it now, then we'll just be... Mateus gets the final say. So when he gets wrong, you get the blame. That's how we're doing it.
Why me?
Well, you know, you're the guest. You're the guest. You get all the blame. Okay.
Hoss should be blamed for everything.
Yeah, we can blame someone like Nick, if you like. He's not here.
Okay,
Nick, how dare you? The next word, number four, is tragus. T-R-A-G-U-S. And this is the true meaning. I don't know.
Like traitors?
Not traitors. Tragus. T-R-A-G-U-S. So the tragus is the small cartilage projection at the front of the ear. It can also apply to the hairs that grow at the entrance to the ear. Or a tragus would have been used in India during the Raj as a symbol for Indian resistance. It generally took the form of a crescent moon over a lion, symbolizing the waning days of the British Empire. Or, tragus was the familiar name for a trailer used to transport Roman slaves to the Colosseum. It was usually covered with sacking to keep the weather off of the slaves. Or, as any competent blacksmith knows, the tragus is the front pointed part of the anvil used by the smithy to assist with making bends in horseshoe. Do you think? As somebody who played a blacksmith in a play when they were 11. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but you know, I'm feeling a bomb towards that one.
Well, I think about blacksmith or the Colosseum slaves. Flip the coin.
Let's go for the blacksmith. Let's go for the blacksmith this time. And the next one's true. A true meaning. Lunula.
Okay.
L-U-N-U-L-A. Lunula is a nervous disease which causes crescent-shaped blemishes to appear on the upper torso. It is believed to be caused by embarrassment or shock. The marks generally disappear within 2 to 3 hours. A lunula is a type of jellyfish or medusa found in waters below 1,500 feet. They tend to average 6 feet in diameter with tentacles. I said tentacles, that have been measured at 15 feet plus. Another one. It's very simple. The lunula is the white crescent shape at the base of the fingernail, or the lanula was the tribal council of the ancient Celts. They were the ultimate arbiters for any challenges to the laws of the tribe. They were also the ones who made the decisions to go to war with neighbouring tribes. I only say, I don't think it's the nails. I think that does
happen. I think jellyfish.
Jellyfish? I know somebody who maybe gets blemishes, like the one mentioned, but I don't know what it's called. So if you want to go for jellyfish, we can go for jellyfish. Yeah, we're doing jellyfish.
Okay.
Not doing.
That would be weird.
It would be very stingy and death. And death would. Anyway, let's not talk too much about jellyfish.
If you're burned by jellyfish, you need to pee on your burn.
Okay. The next one is, I don't know why that first one, or that second one was like, no, or third one was not true, because all the other ones are back to true. Number six, pollex. Pollex is another name for the thumb. It's the first digit on the forelimb of all animals. Or pollex is a derogatory term applied to goldsmith apprentices in their first year on the job. Explain why it would be a derogatory term. A pollex is a term used by astronomers when referring to a double star system. Or the pollex is the male sexual organ of the Javanese fire orchid. This endangered flower blooms only once every 15 years. The largest recorded specimen is 23 inches in diameter. So it's a well-endowed orchid, or which one do you think it might be?
Double star system.
Yeah, that's the one that I was feeling might be as well. I don't think the goldsmith one makes any sense because it doesn't really explain why it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, number seven. Cerumen. Cerumen. Cerumen was what the Babylonians called the deity believed to inhabit oak trees. She was worshipped as the fertility goddess. Or if you've ever jumped from an aeroplane, oh yes, of course, using a parachute, you'll be aware of cerumen. It is the correct term for the ring on the ripcord. Or cerumen is a colloquial term used in the Sudan to refer to the milk of their camels. Or last of all, not to put too fine a point on the subject, not to put too fine a point on the subject, cerumen is another name for earwax.
Lol. I think first or third. It could be camel's milk or the gathers in trees.
I'm sure something as important as a parachute wouldn't have such a hard to pronounce word. I don't know what earwax is called. It's just called earwax in our family. But
yeah,
obviously we have long conversations about the subject. Let's go for the camels, do you think?
Okay.
Right, number eight. Caruncles. Caruncles can best be seen on a gloomy evening. They are the faint glimmerings around street lamps as they first come on. Normally, they are more obvious when using halogen lights. Caruncles are the generic term used by Italian farmers. Gianluca, where are you? I need you. When discussing the grazing areas for their goat, normally located on the sides of hills or mountains, caruncles sometimes encompass as much as 15 acres. Or caruncles are the fleshy growth found on fowl. For example, the wattles on a turkey are caruncles. Or finally, caruncles is a slang term used by car mechanics to describe the ripples in the bodywork of a car after an accident. Now, I'll just give my opinion. That doesn't sound like a very Italian word, so I don't believe that. I don't believe the caruncles being a car thing, because it's got the word car in it. And I don't really believe the light one. So I'm almost thinking that it is the wattle or a turkey, but I don't know.
I can go with that because I have no idea what to think about that one.
Okay, two more. Yeah, it's weird because that's literally, that was the only one that had the wrong answer. Everything else has been true. Okay, diastema. I almost feel I've heard of that one. Diastema. If one was to use a diastema in the correct setting, it would be in the dark and underground. A diastema is the handheld tester used by cavers to determine the direction of the airflow. A small amount of fluorescent dye emitted from a nozzle. Or Terry Thomas is a famous example of someone with diastema. It means a gap between two teeth.
That one is correct.
Okay. Terry, that one I know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'll read the other two. I was almost going to say it was the device for the handheld, but you know the answer, so that's good. I do feel like I knew that word. The other two, they suggested a diastema would most likely have been used by a leather worker in the Middle Ages. It consisted of a number of narrow blades inset into a wooden frame. It was used to make parallel cuts in strips of leather, commonly used for making a cat of nine tails. Or on the high seas, a diastema would have probably been used by pirates to make certain the powder for their muskets stayed dry. It was a small barrel, usually waterproof with tar, used to contain various powders. But we're going with the teeth.
Yeah, there's a gap between front teeth.
Okay. Right, the last one is lanugo. Lanugo is the correct term for the concave depression on the top of a golf tee. They're obsessed with golf. A lanugo is the correct term for a body of water in the crater of an extinct volcano. Lanugo is the fine hair that covers a fetus. It can be shed prior to birth or soon thereafter. It can also refer to the hair-like covering of a leaf or insect. Or, to be a lanugo, you would have to be born in the American Northeast prior to the European invasion. A lanugo was a decorated warrior with the Mi'kmaq Indian tribe. What do you think?
I think it could be an Indian warrior.
I wasn't sure if it was the volcano, but do you want to go with the
warrior? Yeah, we can do that.
Which one would you like to go for?
The Indian warrior.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to submit our answers. We're going to leave you on tenterhooks for a few more minutes and return to whatever else we were doing this show. And we'll be back with the answers at the end of the episode. Okay. Yes. Right. We'll be back.
I'm just putting the kettle on. Mateus is in the lounge. Just go and have a chat with him.
Oh, yes, of course I will. Mateus, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Cromity. I bring you an invisible figurine to your collection, as I promise.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's so kind of you. Oh, dear. I've got something to show you, actually. Well, I heard that Itchy Uncle John had been telling you something about Bear Riders or something?
Yeah.
Yes, well, I was looking through some photos the other day, and it rang a bell. I saw a picture of Yeti Uncle John when he was young. I just thought it was a fancy dress competition, or, you know. But now I wonder if this might be a picture of him with the other Bear Riders. Have a look at this.
Wow.
That's him there in the middle. That lycra is very figure-hugging, but, I never knew he quite looked like that back then.
Yeah, I always pictured him as a bear or a yeti.
Yes, well, even yetis are young to start with. And, I wonder, what's that, Comity? Is Yeti Uncle John still around? I think he's gone back to the magpie hut. Well, what have you got there? Oh, I've got a photograph. I heard all about this Bear Riders business, and it made me think that, a photo I'd seen of Yeti Uncle John. Look, have a look at it. Sure, that's not like fancy dress. Well, I don't know. We should go and ask him. Oh, look, Comity, I just think it's another one of Uncle John's fabrications. Why don't you and Mateus go over and talk to him about it? I don't think I'm into this, so... but it's a nice photo of Yeti Uncle John, I must say. I've never seen him that young. Okay, well, perhaps we'll skip the tea and Mateus and I will go over now. We'll get some tea over there. Oh, okay, wherever you like.
Let's go, Cromity. See you later, Paul.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, listeners, looks like I'm going to be left here. Perhaps a little bit of music. And by the time you've heard that, the guys will be over at the Magpie Hut. Magpies, it's not right. You've got to do more housework. It's no good talk. Hello, who's that? Hello, yes, Uncle John, it's me, Cromarty. I'm here with Mateus. Come in. Do take a seat. The magpies are being very badly behaved today. Oh dear. There you go, Mateus. You take that seat. It's the most comfortable one.
Okay, thanks.
We found something, Yeti Uncle John. Well, I found something. What did you find? I heard about the Bear Riders. Yes. I was talking to Mateus about it earlier. Yes. I was just reminded. You know, all this talk of Power Rangers and everything. Yes, well, I was going through some boxes the other day. I don't know how it got in there, but I found this photograph. Yes. Is that the Bear Riders?
Yes,
it is. And that's you?
Yes, it's me.
Well, we were very impressed, weren't we, Mateus?
Yes, like always.
Well, thanks, guys. This was the lineup. Short-lived lineup. Before the life got in the way.
I wondered what that was all about. I was talking to Mateus on the way over, and he said that the Bear Riders did not last very long.
Well, we were vanquished.
But what do you mean by vanquished? Was that Beverly woman, was she responsible?
Well, no. It was more that the others had to go to university, and then I was by myself, and I did try to continue vanquishing things, but all the work sort of dried up. I just ended up sort of saving cats from being stuck up trees and things, and yeah, it all sort of fizzled out, and I just went on to the next thing. Oh, yeah, Uncle John, I'm sorry about that. Oh, dear. Well, you see, Mateus, even superheroes, you know, they don't always get the life they're hoping for. For every Power Rangers, there is a Bear Riders, and they just don't succeed.
You are still my hero, Yeti Uncle John. And I believe next time you can paint your rooftop on your own.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, I'm much older now, Mateus. I do need your help. So, but, it's disappointing. I know it's disappointing.
I believe you are still a superhero.
Well, thank you very much. As I say, it brings back bad memories in a way. I mean, the one thing I will say is that the Bear Riders actually existed, and Power Rangers is just a TV show. I don't think that they would have done as well had they had the force of their parents pushing them to go to university and stuff. And also, the Power Rangers had, like, you know, a boss, a guy in a jam jar, telling them what to do. We never did. Oh, well, Yeti Uncle John, maybe next time. Oh, I don't think there'll be a next time. Well, never mind.
We can be a new generation of Bear Riders on our own.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I can be the guy in the jam jar. Maybe that's what I should be doing now. Oh, dear.
Sure, when we started doing this, how you indicated what you thought, but so I clicked one to see. But right, let's hope. Submit our answers. Okay. The answers are one pintle. We said a pintle is the pin which holds a hinge together. It is the bar around which the hinge turns. It can also be any pin around another part pivots. It can also be any pin around which another part pivots. And the answer is... Ding, 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 ding. We were right!
Yay!
It says it can also be the ball hitch for trailers on the back of a vehicle. Apparently only 53% of people got it right. I don't know how many people have done this, but just three. No, I hope they've got the right answers. I've got my faith in this website. Okay. Now, the next word was glabella. And we said it was the holy works, the thing that the book sat on. Mm-hmm. And the answer was, oh dear, we got it wrong. Oh my goodness, the real answer is the space between the eyebrows.
Oh God.
Although it does say, if you chose the glabel, come on, bell gone. So at least we're not being mocked, but we got it wrong.
So if you have monobrew, then you have no glabella?
Yeah, well, it's hiding beneath that. Only 48% of people get it right, though. So. Number three, hips. Now, this was just a minute. This is the one that was incorrect. I wonder if they've done it wrong. Anyway, I'm trying to... We said the playing cards. We said the playing cards was right. But we chose the incorrect meaning because we were, it was inferring that three of them were right.
Yeah.
I don't think that was, I don't think that's what it meant to say. I think there may have been a, yeah. And it says the correct answer was those, oh no, no, okay. So it does want the incorrect. It says, okay, I'm sorry, I'm confusing things. We'll record again. I wasn't sure, it wasn't being very clear. So this was the, so number three, Pips, was the one who wanted the incorrect meaning. We said that the pack of playing cards, the markings, we thought they weren't called Pips, and the other three were right. But sadly not.
Garble.
The one that was wrong, we were saying that the markings on the cards were wrong. Well, it wasn't. It was the dimples in the golf ball.
I told you to switch the answers.
Well, it was between the two, wasn't it? They say dimples is the answer. And there's about between 380 and 432 per ball. The other three definitions were among the possible uses of the word pips. Including what's inside an apple. That's pips as well. 39% of people answered correctly or incorrectly. Whatever. Why did you just put that one in there? It's just confusing
people. Yeah.
Question number four, Tragus. Our answer was the blacksmith, but that was me, you know, using my blacksmith knowledge. Was it right? No, it wasn't. No. I shouldn't have listened to my 11-year-old self. The correct answer was that the tragus is the small cartilage projection at the front of the ear and also can be the hairs that grow in the entrance. But the person who made the question said he thought that he doesn't know if the point at the front of an anvil even has a name. I'm sure it does. 50% of players got that right. Yeah, we're not doing very well. Number five, Lanula. We said that the
jellyfish.
We said it was a jellyfish, yes. Was that right? No, wrong again. Oh, no. Correct answer was that. And this is what I said was definitely wrong. It's the white crescent shape at the base of the fingernail.
Okay.
For somebody who bites their fingernails. Actually, I don't have any lunulas.
Same.
Maybe I have a couple. One hand. I don't think. Mostly, I don't.
I know what. Okay. It's like the white thing you have on your fingernail, but at the end when the fingernail is ending.
Well, yeah, it's the lower part of the nail.
Yeah.
I only have about two of those now.
Oh, one, I have two. On every finger.
Yeah, maybe they say when you get as old as the Yeti, maybe you don't.
You are not old.
It's also called a half moon. It was too easy. It was too obvious. Of course, I should have.
Sounds like bite.
Number six, Pollex. We said. That a pollex was used by astronomers when referring to a double star system. Were we right? We're hopeless. It's actually another name for the thumb. It's the first digit on the four limb of all animals. It says when it, as far as the double star system is concerned. Maybe you were thinking of Castor and Pollux, better known perhaps as the constellation Gemini. Geminis, we don't know about Geminis, we're Scorpios. Apparently 50% of players got that right. I don't know if I said the Lanula one, 68 people got that right. So we're in the bottom 32. Oh no. Number seven. Cerumen. We said it was a colloquial term used.
Camel milk.
Yeah, camel milk. Were we right?
Oh.
No, we weren't right. Yeti Uncle John's going to really take the piss out of me first. The correct answer was not to put too fine a point on it. It's another name for earwax. Listeners don't need to know this, but I suffer with earwax. Unfortunately, some people do more than others. It's something you really wanted to know about me. This is what podcasting is all about, sharing. And I didn't know that word. Funny, the guy comments on certain selections, and he says, I have no way of knowing if the Sudanese call camel milk anything. 75% of players got that right. So we're in the bottom 25. We've got three more to go. Let's see. Number eight. Caruncles. We said caruncles are the fleshy growths found on fowl. For example, the wattles on a turkey. Did we get it right or wrong? Ding, 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 ding. Got it right.
Finally.
We got it right. Is this like the second one we got right?
I think so.
I'm just going back and see. Yes, Pintle was the only other one we've got right.
Yeah.
So far. Yes, it says that the car body thing that was in a car body are definitely untrue. 71% got caruncles right though. They cheated. Sorry if you didn't cheat. Okay, number nine, diastema, which was the gap in the teeth. You're pretty confident we got this one right. And did we? Ding, 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 ding. We did, of course we did. You knew the answer anyway.
We have an actor in Poland that he plays in every rom-com that is created in Poland, so, and he has the STM, so he's known from that.
Yeah. As long as the teeth are in the same dental arch, a gap between upper and lower teeth doesn't count. I don't know. Anyway, 62% of you have got that right. So we're among those 62. Okay, we're on to the last one. So we've got 3 out of 10 so far. Lanugo, we said that the Lanugo was an Indian tribe, but were we right? No. The correct answer was the ones that I said probably definitely wasn't, or didn't. Anyway, it's the fine hair that covers a fetus, or it's the hair that covers a leaf or an insect. He says, if anyone knows the name of the top of a golf tee, please keep it to yourself. That wasn't what we chose. 55% of players got that right. Oh, dear.
Shame on us.
3 out of 10. It's a shared experience. It's something we can tell our grandchildren how bad we did in this. Well, I wonder if we can do another one day. Do they have other ones? It was quite fun. I'm one of those people who really doesn't care if I win or lose. In fact, the more we lose, the more I think it's funny. But there we go. I'm not competitive. I don't know. Are Scorpios supposed to be competitive? I can't remember. Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a failed Scorpio. Maybe I'm closeted. Probably, I think I've always said these sorts of things. Like a friend of mine lost their hair about the same time as I lost my hair, but they made such a fuss about it that it meant that I didn't care that I was losing mine because I was enjoying my friend's suffering. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to act like he's acting. So maybe. And you know, I would like to win cars when I play with my mum and dad, but I'm not going to cry about it. But my dad does. And my mum and I just laugh. So, yeah, my mum and I would like to win. Sometimes we do. But we'd rather take the mickey out of my dad for being such a bad loser. So, yeah, it's not quite the same as not caring if you win or lose. It's just like, oh, well, I'm losing, so I might as well enjoy it.
Losing is the new winning.
Yeah, it's very, very 2024. Anyway, right, well, that's that. That's been a wonderful success.
Yay!
Come back again and repeat your success. Soon, please. Oh, dear. I'm not even going to bother putting a sound effect on. I'm just going to use my ding 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 or
Yeah, it's funny.
Hi guys, you're back. Oh, yes, Uncle John, you're here. Yes, I'm here. Yes, we've been talking about things. We've been helping Yeti Uncle John through some of his memories. You mustn't be dismissive of him, Paul. I'm sorry. I just thought, you know, if the Bear Riders were really an influence on the idea for Power Rangers, then I just didn't think it could be. Well, maybe I was exaggerating that slightly, but it was very strange that, you know, after the Bear Riders were formed, that it was only a matter of months before Power Rangers came on TV. So I couldn't help but think that somehow we inspired the television series. Well, who knows? Yes, who knows? It would have been nice to have, had more adventures. But, I mean, I guess I did have different adventures. You know, other adventures, but just not in a superhero way. I went on to be a store detective, as you know from the film. Yes, and in a way, being a store detective is another form of being a hero. Don't you think so, Mateus?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So don't let it make you sad. No, I won't. Oh dear. Oh dear, listeners. I think we've run out of time, so it's probably best to say goodbye. We need to cheer up this Yeti Uncle John somehow. I'm not sure what. I might have to have a word with Mateus. Well, we'll be back again soon. You take care, and more episodes in the can. Okay. All right. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, listeners. Yes, goodbye. For me, the former superhero. Comedy, we need to do something to cheer up with Uncle John. What can we do? I mean, maybe we can find something, just by encouraging him. He was like the red Bear Rider. And I mean, to be fair, the colour scheme is very similar to the Power Ranger colour scheme. So maybe we could do a party where everything's red or something. Well, I guess so, Paul. I'm not sure he wants to be cheered up. What do you think, Mateus?
Well, we can make some team party and everyone will costume up like a Bear Riders or something similar.
Yeah, I don't know. Can any of us sew? I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to fit into anything like that. But Maybe I could wear a leather jacket and put a red stripe on it. Well, not a red stripe, a blue stripe or something. Oh dear, it's not easy being a bear rider, is it? But we're in no pool. I'm not sure what we can do to cheer him up. I think perhaps he might be a good idea if Mateus just goes and sits with him and talks with him and cheers him up. I think he is the best person to offer encouragement, and I think Yeti Uncle John will maybe listen to him.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Oh, Martin, I'm sorry. I forgot you're even here.
That's all right. I've been asleep.
Sorry, Martin. We've been doing lots of recording, and we completely forgot you were here.
I know that happens quite a lot, but I often come to your house just to have a nap, because, as you know, it's quite noisy and musical over at the music school.
Oh, right. Difficult to get an afternoon nap, I guess.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. Are you up for this, Mateus? Just having one last chat with your Uncle John?
Yes, I'm going to cheer him up.
Okay, right. Well, I can hear the theme music coming, so you can do that after this last section. I just need to cheer him up. I don't like seeing him so down.
I've got to go now!
Goodbye, goodbye. Wow. Real? No kidding.
Thank you, darling. And you too. Bye bye.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Yes. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.
Oh dear. What's going on now?
Oh, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Let's go.
I have a voice.
I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice.
We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
UnivazPods.net.
That is so cringe, oh my god.
You're a man of culture as well.
Oh, Mateus, are you still here? I was just sitting out in the yard drinking a cup of tea, thinking back across my memories. You know what? I've still got the outfit somewhere.
Okay, that's great. I just came here to give you a big hug because you are really my superhero.
Oh, Mateus, that's very nice of you. I mean, I know it's not the Power Rangers, but would you like to have the Bear Riders outfit, the one I have, my one? I mean, I don't need it anymore. It's just in a box. And as I say, it brings me back sort of mixed memories. But I'd like you to have it if that's something you'd like.
Of course. Power Rangers is just a TV show and they didn't matter. It's overrated. But you were a real hero in a real world. So it's going to be an honor for me.
All right then. Well, we can nip back to the Magpie Hut. I'll give it you. I've even got the helmet and everything, and the boots. I mean, I might even have one or two more photos I can give you. I'm quite happy to, you know, I feel like maybe I should pass this down to the next generation anyway. So, maybe you're more than one generation down. But all the same, I think you'd appreciate it. And, you know, even if I've just got one person who remembers me fondly as being a bear rider, then that's good. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mateus. Thank you for being supportive. I haven't felt like a superhero in such a long time.
Thank you for being here, Yeti Uncle John.
It's my pleasure. Hey, Cromarty, Martin, looks like Mateus has done a good job, whatever he said. Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I don't like to see him looking sad.
No, I don't either. And nor do I. Yeah, you see, Mateus is a good influence on Yeti Uncle John. I think so.
Yeah. Go, go, Mateus.
Yeah, go, go, Mateus. Please, go, go, Darth Grizzly. Oh, yes, that sounds better, doesn't it? Go, go, Darth Grizzly.
Yeah, who goes half business?
This is just the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
You're flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Oh, Paul, he's so sweet.
Dealy!
Hi, Dealy.
Oh my God, is this show over with yet?
Well, gotta tell you, I didn't expect that.
What the hell just happened on this show? I mean, seriously, reverse it, because I lost... What the... What's going on? What happened?
beautifully done.
70. Wait a minute. 710. Wait, what the? Yes. 709. 710. 710.
Et voilà.